Does God like me? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. And in today's Devo, we are talking about a very important question. And I call it very important because I think it's something that we've all wrestled with as believers, whether you've been one for a really long time or you're just examining faith. And it's actually this question, does God like me? And that's the title for today's Devo. So I encourage you to stick around for it. It was written by our very own Taylor Ising. If you grew up in church, you've probably heard over and over that God loves you, and He does. But did you know that He also likes you? This is a truth I've struggled to accept. It's easy for me to believe that God loves me because that's His job. It's just who He is. But I can fall into this false belief that it's only a duty-bound love, that He loves me only because He has to, not because He truly enjoys who I actually am. Make no mistake, God does love us because of who He is. His character is unchanging, and so is His love for us. Nothing can shake that. But I think it's important to also remember that God likes us. He enjoys our presence with Him. He delights in us and even rejoices over us with singing. He created us and gifted us with our unique personalities and abilities, and He likes what He made. It may seem trivial or self-centered to wonder if God likes us, but it really does matter. It affects the way we interact with Him. We may believe that because we are all fallen and sinful, we are unlikable. And when we believe that we are unlikable, all we can focus on is our own smallness and unworthiness before the Lord, instead of focusing on His goodness and majesty and love. But as the Holy Spirit helps us grow more secure in our belief that God legitimately enjoys our presence and wants to spend time with us, it frees us from that insecure self-focus on our own unworthiness and allows us to truly enjoy God's presence like He enjoys ours. Jesus died and rose again to make the way to be with us forever. Let's take a moment and think about that. He died because He wanted to be with you. He most definitely likes you. So let's sit on this a little bit more together. Do you find it easier to believe that God loves you or that God likes you? Why? How does this affect the way you view God and the way you approach Him in prayer? As you and I can read in Zephaniah 3:17, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In His love, He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 1:26-31, Psalm 35:27, and Proverbs 3:11-12, and drum roll please, Isaiah 62:4, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you ever struggle with something in your faith? Maybe not the idea that God loves you, but maybe something else. Well, I encourage you to share what you've learned with us. There are other people struggling with the same thing that need to hear what you've learned. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about the perfect sacrifice with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.